The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's guests for this evening, the Kraft Choral Club. And here's Bing Crosby.
Imagine you imagining that you love me and starting on a family tree. Imagine starting on a family tree. The mater is you and the pater is me. If your heart goes bumpity-bump, it's love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump, it's love, love, love. If your knees don't knock it in, knock, it's love, love, love. If you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, it's love, love, love. Imagine you imagining a man and a wife.
It's love, love, love.
Fork and a knife. Imagine eating with a fork and a knife. How rich you will be for the rest of our life. If your heart goes bumpity bump,
it's love, love, love.
If your throat comes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love.
If your knees go knockety, knockety, knock,
it's love, love, love.
If you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, it's love, love, love.
If your throat comes up with a lump,
oh, it's love, love, love.
If your knees go knockety, knockety, knock,
it's L-O-V-E, lovey, love.
If your cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock,
it's love,
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 love, love, love.
The Old Kraft Music Hall with Easter greetings to all of you at home and to all our fighting forces all over the world. Easter is observed traditionally here in the hall by a visit from the Kraft Choral Club. In these times when so many pleasant traditions are forced aside because of necessity, it's kind of nice to find one that can continue. So let's not let anything mar our appreciation of our generally happy outlook this Easter season any more than we allow our appreciation of spring to be marred by an occasional thunder shower, an occasional heavy rain, an occasional drizzle.
Hey, I'm back.
Or an occasional drip.
Look who's talking. The least you could have done for Easter is to erase Pillsbury from the back of your shirt.
That's not my department sprucing up for Easter, son. That's for the chicks. Yeah. I want you to case the couturier job on La Max.
Yeah. May I say, Miss Maxwell, that your new outfit makes you look as attractive as a letter from home.
You can stop trying to read between the lines, too, Jack.
I like to dress up and observe all the Easter traditions, Bing.
Really? Well, we should go out to Bob Hope's then and hunt for eggs, huh?
I've been culling eggs all week. By Easter, I think I'll have lots of beautiful eggs.
Yes, you already have two beautiful eggs. Ho, ho!
Spring has apparently made everyone here just as frisky as a mountain goat.
Meaning I'm sort of a gazelle?
You're more of an old yak.
Yak, yak, yak.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Yak here. I got a proposition to make Bing.
Bing's not interested.
You will be when you hear it. See, it's spring, circus time. And I know where we can buy a circus real cheap.
Bing is still not interested.
Well, don't be too hasty. If it's a big success on the road, I may be gone for 2 or 3 years.
Bing's interested.
Listen, with my brains and your money, what can we lose?
My money.
You don't have to worry about this. It's ironclad.
You sure?
Certainly, you've got nothing to lose. I do a surefire act. I stick my head in the lion's mouth.
You got nothing to lose either.
I'm sure of a great advance sale already. You know, opening night, all my relatives will be there.
Oh, yeah? In the seats or in the cages?
Both.
They double, huh?
Say, Bing, I think Yuki's really got a novel idea.
You do? In what way?
Well, you'll have the first circus ever owned by a freak.
That's something. I'm thinking about that.
Say, Mr. Trotter, would you care to lead the band in my circus parade?
I would, Yuki, if I got a chance to ride an elephant and wear a high fuzzy hat.
Well, I don't know if we can get one big enough to fit you.
A hat?
An elephant.
Oh, Now, of course, a circus uke is no good unless you've got a very comical clown.
Well, I know just the fella. He wears crazy shirts and wears baggy pants, odd socks, and knows how to make funny faces when he sings.
Meaning?
Naturally.
Naturally.
You got any other special attractions lined up for this circus uke?
Oh, sure. I got a very unusual two-headed man.
What's unusual about this two-headed man?
Only got one head.
Wait a minute. That's a jip, charging people to see a two-headed man that's only got one head.
Well, I let him in for half price. Say, Miss Maxwell, how about you joining our circus?
Well, what could I possibly do to be an attraction?
Well, I don't know offhand, but I'll think of something.
Oh, great, great mind, that boy.
Well, Bing, if you're really going into this circus thing with Yuki, I know where you can get a great act.
Yeah? Well, what is it?
Well, a guy comes out, stands on his head on top of a 100-foot flagpole, balances a dog on his feet, and drinks a highball.
Oh, now, that's impossible.
How can you say that?
Well, where's the guy going to get the liquor?
Miss Yuki, whatever gave you the idea that I'd be interested in the circus business?
Well, you're a natural, Bing. I can see you now out in front of the parade, riding one of your horses, leading the thrilling grand march. It would be sensational.
How come?
First time a Crosby horse ever been out in front.
Easter certainly seems an appropriate time to pay our respects to the men of all creeds who are the spiritual and often the temporal advisors of our friends and dear ones in the Army of the United States. We are honored at the privilege of presenting for the first time the official march of the Chaplain Corps of the United States Army, Soldiers of God. Faithful to God, we're serving on the battlefield today. Embracing the cause of righteousness, we're marching on our way. Soldiers of God, we serve Him faithfully and march in His name through thunder and flame, wherever the call may be. Trusting in God, His strength we lean upon, as into the fight the legions of light, the soldiers of God march on. We are there as the chaplains of the nation, everywhere with our fighting congregation, serving the Lord, serving the cause of humanity. Onward we go, till victory is won. For justice and right, the legions of light, the soldiers of God, soldiers of God, soldiers of God, march on! And thus, friends, a salute to one of the most courageous corps in the Army of the United States. The work they're doing will help many a GI keep his perspective and keep him in touch spiritually with the folks at home. But for the folks at home, here's a brief note.
Busy women, let me tell you how to beat the clock when mealtime sneaks up on you. Give the folks swell macaroni and cheese that you cook in 7 minutes. Do it with Kraft Dinner. Each Kraft Dinner box gives you plenty of Kraft grated for fine cheese flavor, as well as a fast-cooking macaroni. You boil that macaroni fluffy tender in 7 minutes flat. Drain it, sprinkle in the Kraft grated, and just like that, your dinner main dish is ready. A thrifty main dish, a point-saving main dish. So let Kraft Dinner help you out of the mealtime emergencies that are always bobbing up these busy days. For quick, delicious macaroni and cheese dishes, get several packages of Kraft Dinner right away. Time marches back. 1933, banks close in the United States and World Economic Conference opens in London. 1933, in Chicago, the Century of Progress Exposition catapults Sally Rand to fame, while in Berlin, the German Reichstag fire adds mystery to history. 1933, and young men with their eye to the future can be heard saying to their girlfriends,
"We're out of gas."
Honestly, Harry?
Would I tell you we're out of gas if we weren't out of gas?
But, Harry, we're miles from home. What are we going to do?
I'll think of something. I don't know.
Well?
It's kind of cramped sitting here. Why don't we sit under that tree? Oh, boy, look at them apples, huh?
Pretty, aren't they?
Would you like one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can have the first one that falls, huh? Shake the tree.
Oh, not now, Harry. Can't we just sit here quietly for a while?
You know, I bet you could have all the apples you want for just climbing that tree and picking them.
You mean to take home?
Sure.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful idea. Let's get them before it gets dark, huh?
Okay. How about a little boost?
All right.
Gosh, it's a little higher than I thought here.
It's all right, Harry. You're doing fine.
Hey, how about those out on that long branch there?
Wonderful, Harry. They're just what I like.
How about these over here? They're bigger.
Don't you think we have enough now?
Oh, let's get plenty.
Oh, Harry, please. I'm nervous.
Okay, if you're nervous, I'll help you down.
Gee, thanks.
And thanks for getting the apples. Gee, you Girl Scouts, you can do everything, can't you, huh?
Uh-huh. You want one?
Yeah.
Say, do read about the earthquake in California, Harry.
Wouldn't scour in on.
If there was an earthquake right now, what would you do?
I'll protect you.
How, Harry?
Oh, I'd put my arms around you and I'd hold you real close to me. I'd bury your head in my shoulder so you couldn't see anything.
Show me, Harry.
Oh, I can't. No earthquake.
Say, Harry, do you know that new song? Love is the sweetest thing.
Oh, yeah, but have you heard Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? The Big Bad Wolf, the Big Bad Wolf.
Not me.
But you know the song I like best? I kept humming it this morning when I saw you on the way to church.
I never saw you look quite so pretty before. I never saw you dress quite so lovely, what's more.
I could hardly wait to keep our date this lovely Easter morning.
And my heart beat fast as I came through the door. In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it,
I'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
I'll be all in clover, and when they look
proudest fellow in the Easter parade
on the avenue.
Fifth Avenue.
That photographer, he's gonna snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rosa gravure. I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet
and of the girl you're taking to the Easter.
On the avenue,
do, 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 do.
Fifth Avenue,
do, 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 do.
The photographer will snap us, and you'll find that you're
in the road to
glory, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter.
It's traditional here in the old Kraft Music Hall for the Kraft Choral Club to sing for us on the Thursday before Easter. The Kraft Choral Club is a group of 80 of our co-workers in the Chicago factory and offices who get together for the sheer pleasure of singing. Between their visits to KMH, the chorus has been entertaining the boys at Army and Navy hospitals in and near Chicago with some mighty solid variety programs. We're proud of the chorus and their singing. This Easter time, the Kraft Choral Club, under the direction of Lou Jacobson, gives us Harvey Gall's masterly choral arrangement of Easter Carol of the Lambs, the Kraft Choral Club. Beautiful, isn't it, Ken?
Always, Bing.
Well, then let's get right back to the Kraft Choral Club for more of the same. This time it's Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Immortal Alleluia, the Kraft Choral Club.
Hallelujah!
Our thanks and best wishes for a happy Easter weekend to all the members of the Kraft Choral Club and to our friend and co-worker, J.L. Kraft, as well as all other co-workers in the offices and factories and in uniform. For those men in uniform particularly, here's one they always seem to ask for. Stardust by the Charioteers.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend lonely nights dreaming of a song, that melody haunts my reverie, and once again I am with you. An inspiration but that was long ago, now my only consolation is in the stardust of a song. It was
beside
a garden wall,
beside a garden
when
wall,
when stars were bright
at night, you were in my arms. Ooh,
the nightingale told his fairy tale
of paradise where roses bloom.
We turn for a moment for Stardust to a note about other stars, stars that hang in windows all over the country. Many of these stars we who live in the city don't get to see.
Most of us don't drive in the country these days, but if we did, we'd see a service flag hanging in the window of many a farm home. With a boy away, it's tough, especially on dairy farms where every hand is needed every day. You see, milk isn't harvested in a single crop, but every morning and every night, there are no days off from dairying. On farm after farm, men and women, boys and girls, are working harder. And thousands of old-timers who thought their working days were over have got back in the harness. Right now in the magazines, you'll see a tribute from Kraft to these patriotic dairy people. And a particular tribute to those oldsters who've gone back to the job. Uncle Sam requires nearly 450 million pounds of cheese this year for military needs alone. And Kraft wants to remind you that it's the dairy farmers who are making it possible for cheesemakers to fill Uncle Sam's urgent orders. We feel sure you'll want to join us in our salute to these folks on the dairy farms.
This road Rainbowville,
my way. Up ahead is Bluebird Hill. Going my way. Just pack a basket full of wishes and off you start with Sunday morning in your heart. Round the bend you'll see a sign, Dreamer's Highway. Happiness is down the line, going my way. The smiles you'll gather will look well on you. Oh,
thus, with a salute to the Army chaplains of all denominations, we close the Old Craft Music Hall until next Thursday, when we're planning to feature the famous wit, humorist, raconteur, and author of the forthcoming biography of Bob Hope, Bob Hope. Yes, friends, old Hookhorn's going to be with us next Thursday. Kid with the upswept snout. Between now and then, mull this over. The Red Cross is 20% behind its quota in this current drive. You know, when we start holding out on the Red Cross, there's not much left to be said for us. If you've already given, give a little more. It'll be a nice thing to do for Easter. It'll help you enjoy the day, and it'll help the Red Cross make the day enjoyable for someone else. Get on it, friends. It's important. And good night.
Marilyn Maxwell appeared to the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical Broadway Rhythm.
If you're serving baked ham for Easter, listen to this tempting suggestion. Combine tangy Golden Kraft salad mustard with brown sugar and rub this appetizing mixture over the ham before baking. Ham, flavored with piquant Kraft salad mustard and baked this tempting way, is Easter ham at its delicious best. Also, be sure to stock up on Kraft mustard with horseradish added for those Easter guests who prefer a nippier mustard flavor. Put both of these Kraft mustards on your shopping list tomorrow.
Kraft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.